Hare Krishna. Happy new last month of 2019, December 1st. We are 1 month closer to death. Or Krishna, or both. So yesterday I requested you to think about Krishna's qualities as we sing. So I will again request you, not necessarily the 64 qualities listed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but yesterday we already spoke about Krishna's kindness and Krishna's mercy and Krishna's friendship. This is the most important quality for meditation and for preaching and for understanding. But Krishna has infinite qualities. So unless you enter your personal ecstatic samadhi at the first sounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, please direct your thoughts to Krishna's kindness. And even if you do enter Krishna Samadhi, can you please talk to Krishna and ask him to help you realize his wonderful qualities? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akanda Mandalakaram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tat Padam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. To that spiritual master by whose grace the possibly omnipresent Raja Mandala can be manifest, I offer my respectful obeisances. Vancha kalpa darubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Chaitanya padam bhoja madhupebhyo namo namaha katanchi dashayadyesham shvapitad ganda bhagbhavet. My respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees. Once we had a Sankirtan party sleeping on the floor of my parents' house. And then in the morning everybody got up and, you know, whatever, like a dozen devotees chanting japa. So my mother said, well, these are like honeybees. Like a beehive. Even a dog, or a dog-like non-devotee, says Srila Prabhupada, taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, will also get honey from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, from the lotus honey. I can't even imagine how it tastes, but I know how it smells. Yes, must be wonderful. Vaigunya kita kalita paisunya vranapidita dainyarnaveni magnoham chaitanya vaidya masraye. I am bitten by insects of material defects. And I'm covered with boils, oozing boils and itching boils of fault-finding mentality, says Krishna Skaraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraya. You have Chaitanya Vaidya, you have a very expert doctor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is hope. Yasya prasadada gyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajet sashi chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge, sarvagyatam, in how long? In one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I wanted to say dear devotees, but it seems there's a trademark on the So, dear mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, Krishna is kind. Krishna is merciful. Krishna is the best friend of whom? Every living entity. Yeah. That's what Narada Muni says in Srimad Bhagavatam 429, 52. Savai priyatamash chatma. Krishna is the best friend of every living entity. The best, not good, not very good, but the best. Most loving friend of every living entity. Yato na bhayam. What means bhaya? Fear. Anu api. Anu is how much? Iota. Very atom, right? Yato na bhayam. Anu api. From him, there is nothing to fear, even for an iota of fear. Fearfulness. So he's the best friend, nothing, not to be feared. Yes? So you know this, right? So Narada Muni says, Iti Veda Savai Vidvan. If you know this, you are the supreme scholar. If you know this, you know everything. Iti Veda Savai Vidvan. You are Vidvan. You know everything. Yo Vidvan Sagurur. And if you know this, then you are a guru. Bas, finished. I think we can stop here. Sagurur Hari, and you will be with Hari, with Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth. So the title of this presentation is Clouds of Anartas and the Recipe of Rasa, which, as Shachinand Maharaj mentioned in the beginning, that's everything. You can, and that was, Shall I open a little dirty little secret that's intended? I wasn't quite sure what will I speak about, so I gave a very encompassing title, which lets me prepare more and more in depth, even though we did speak this year in many places about Krishna's qualities. So that's recipe of rasa. So Krishna's qualities, that's recipe of rasa. And yesterday we spoke a little bit about Krishna's qualities. In Kalyana Kalpataru, there is a beautiful songbook, Kalyana Kalpataru. Kalpataru means, taru is a tree, kalpa means desire, kalpataru, desire tree, auspicious desire tree. So that's a songbook which goes through a whole development in spiritual life. So first, it's an amazing book. It's a sort of a spiritual exercise manual. Spiritual exercise manual. So it begins with sadness. Begins with sadness, repentance, and almost hopelessness, which should be more correctly translated as helplessness. Although the gopis do praise hopelessness, saying, Param Saukyam hi Nairashyam. Hopelessness is the supreme bliss, they say. No higher bliss than hopelessness. So if you are hopeless but not blissful, means you are not hopeless enough. You still harbor, it's a good English word, harbor. It means you hide, you harbor. You know, because in the sea you can see, but you harbor. Means you have hidden somewhere some hope. Okay, no hope, but maybe they will have nice poha for breakfast. Or samosas. Right? Some hope is harbored. So that's the reason why we are not completely blissful, right? Because they say, param sokyam, not bliss, but the supreme bliss, they say, param sokyam hi nairasyam, means freedom from expectations, demands. That's the meaning of hopes. Accepting Krishna's, complete acceptance of Krishna's will. So this is the first part of Kalyana Kalpataru songbook, and it describes 19 or 20 anarthas which plague us. We are infected with anarthas. Then the second part describes how we accept these anarthas and take shelter in Krishna. And then the third is called achievement, and that's the blissful part. That's the part of bliss. And at the end, there is Guna Kirtan, and there are two songs. You are supremely talented devotees here. So some of you may know Dhana Shri Raga. And what is the other? I forgot the other one. But Dhanashri is the evening raga. So there are two songs about Krishna's qualities, infinite qualities. So that's guna in part of Guna Kirtan, Krishna's glorifying Krishna's qualities. And in both songs, so in the first song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that being stupid or bewildered or illusioned, we have turned away from Krishna. You have turned away from Krishna. That's our problem. We have turned away from Krishna. We have turned our back to Krishna. Like right now, I am turning my back to this beautiful picture. But, okay, Krishna is also there. There are four rock stars on the back wall of the tent, and also in each devotee's heart, and the altar is here. But that's the classic description. We have vimukha. We have turned our face away from Krishna. Did you try to do the home exercise yesterday and today? Do you remember what was our exercise? To turn our face to Krishna. Right? Did you try offer anything and everything and whatever comes to Krishna? Try to offer everything to Krishna. Kaena vacha manasendriyairva, 11.236. Whatever I have done with my body-mind words, BMW, body-mind words, I'm offering my BMW to Krishna. All of you have BMWs, right? So you're offering that to Krishna. Body-mind words. To Krishna. Okay, so may I ask you to raise your hand if you remember that we have some kind of exercise to do, okay? And anybody tried to offer something in the course of the day to Krishna? Okay. Let me look. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you. I'm very happy to see whoever has raised your hands are smiling. So those who didn't, take note. This is one of the Bhagavad Dharmas, one of the spiritual techniques which work very quickly, offering everything to Krishna. So yesterday we spoke about some of Krishna's qualities, of his... We spoke about his quality number 49, all honorable, Varuna, go home. Krishna is too busy today. Indra, please sit silently. Don't speak prayers, you know. It's too much noise. Hare Krishna. So that was a busy day for Krishna in Dwaraka. So that's all honorable. Or in Sanskrit, that was, how was it? It was Varyan. All honorable. And those qualities are listed in describing Krishna as the object of love. So that's the part about the recipe of rasa. So Krishna helps. Krishna gives all help. Part of that help are these books. That's actually, we can say, the main channel of help. We say Guru Sadhu Shastra, but who is Sadhu? One who follows Shastra. Who is Guru? One who teaches Shastra. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes in the Gita introduction, Gita Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada said, Maya Mugdha Jibar. We are all Jib. If some of you are hired, please don't mind. You play the role of Jib anyway, for the benefit of us. So Jiva, living entity, Jib, Jibar. Maya Mugdha Jibar. And the soul bewildered by Maya. Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Krishna Gyan, Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna doesn't come on its own, automatically. Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Doesn't just drop from the sky. Jivare Kripaya Koila? But Krishna has made mercy. He has created mercy. He has given mercy to the Jivas. Jivare Kripaya Koila? Krishna Veda Puran. So he has created mercy by giving you Veda Purana. So that's mercy. So in that Veda Purana, you have all the maps. All the maps. We are all on the quest. Sadhana is beautifully translated by Advaita Das, who is our Dr. Edwin Bryant, in his Yoga Sutras wonderful book. He translates sadhana as a quest. You know what's a quest? Quest is like a brave, adventurous, and expert people, noble people, get together like the knights of the round table. Get together and set out for a very adventurous journey to get a very valuable treasure, which will benefit you and the whole world. That's a quest, like the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail. Yeah? The Holy Grail, which will benefit, which will transform you, and it will transform the whole world. That's sadhana. So we are all here on the quest. We are all here on the journey. So for journey, for practically any journey, you need a map. You need a map, don't you? Nowadays, you have maps in your pockets. Yeah, if you're not clear, you just pull out your phone, and you know there's Google map. but otherwise, that's not easy. I remember several years ago, we went in 2002. We went to Chardham Yatra, myself and one Madan Gopal Prabhu from Slovenia. And that was before Google Earth and Google Maps. By the way, you know how you can impress people nowadays? You can say you are older than internet. Can you imagine? I'm older than internet. Yeah. This year I was happy to find out, as a devotee, I started using email earlier than the White House. The White House started using internet. I saw it in their guest, something White House visitor or something museum, that they started using email in 1992. In the BBT, I started using email in 1991. So devotees are always the cutting edge, you know, of Prabhupada. You know, he would always use the most advanced technology. Somebody came to him in Vrindavan and asked, Swamiji, what are you doing? And he said, Parker Rome. It's very funny because Parker is a nice pen. Parker, you know, good, high-quality pen, Parker. But also Parker Rahun. Kar Rahun means I'm doing, and Par means creating something for crossing on to the other shore. So by writing his articles and commentaries, Prabhupada creates the means to cross the river of material existence, or the ocean of material existence, Parker. But he's using Parker. Then he was one of the, you can imagine, in the 50s and the 60s, Prabhupada was the first, one of the first, to use a typewriter. How many typewriters would there be in, would have been in Vrindavan? And then, I mean, he was, then he came to New York immediately, he bought the tape recorder, and that's how we have his Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita introduction. Because one day nobody showed up for the class. Prabhupada was, you know, completely unaffected. He just turned on the tape recorder and he recorded, gave the class, and now it's been distributed in amount of, what, 30, 40 million copies of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yeah. So Prabhupada was always using the cutting edge technology. And Krishna is giving us also all the technology is giving us all the maps and guidance in his Shastra, in Veda Purana, in his books. He gives us all the directions. In the Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, devotee is in a very advantageous position. He is inspired from within and everything is confirmed from without by Guru and Shastra and sadhus. Guru. So we are on a journey. We are on a journey and Krishna is helping. But there are three levels of this journey. Maybe more, but at least three. I remember one of our, actually, yes, that was when in Mayapur Pushpa Samadhi was built. One of our Ukrainian BBT members, Chaitanya Chandrodaya and his good wife Jambavati, so they are architects. So they went to Mayapur and they created one of the models for the Mayapur temple. If you remember, it was around the change of millennium, around 2000, I think. There was this project with I think two or three pyramid-like structures, and like Angkor Wat. It was slightly similar to Angkor Wat, yeah, with a big compound, and there was 108 towers, 108 domes, smaller and bigger. And I remember the article. There have been many projects over the years for this amazing temple. That was one of them. But then it turned out it's very expensive. It's too expensive, actually. Plus, we didn't have the plot. The communist West Bengal government didn't allow us to build where we wanted to build it. So that's why. Finally, we built where we could build. Now it's a magnificent structure. Yes. So I remember the article describing that that project mentioned something interesting, that there are three levels. There is microcosm, macrocosm, and mesocosm. Have you heard about mesocosm? So it means macro, means the big universe. Micro, it's a small universe. That's you. Yes. And what's a mesocosm? Mesocosm is your temple. So if you make a perfect temple, perfect community, it creates auspiciousness for the whole world. So there are three levels of journey. So there is macrocosm. So now in this Kali Yuga, which is the ocean of faults, there is a 10,000 year respite, 10,000 year break, pause of return of some kind of a golden age, Gauranga era, where spiritual knowledge again spreads all over the universe. And Krishna says in Brahma Varta Purana, there will be followers of pure dharma all over the world. And he gives three characteristics for you. Three characteristics he defines. Who are the followers of pure dharma? Anybody knows? Anybody can guess? One, very important. Chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, the holy names. Right. Two. Huh? Bhagavatam. Yes. Somebody said Bhagavatam, right? You said Bhagavatam. Yes. Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Purana. Two. And three? Ah, you'll be happy to know. Prasadam. Yes. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is so kind. Armin can't walk on an empty stomach, can't march on an empty stomach. So Krishna sends us wonderful prasadam and samosas. And even if no samosa is left for you, he will talk to somebody from the heart. Go bring him, go give him your samosa. Krishna is so merciful. Or poha, or whatever, or tandoori, or chapati, or whatever is your favorite. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the best distributor of prasad because he knew what everybody loves and how much they can stomach. He also controls the fire of digestion, so that's double benefit, right? All right, so that's macrocosm, Gauranga era. Some things are moving on the universal scale, which for us are an obvious result of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings and Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West, to the USA, and starting this movement amazingly, in an amazing manner. And then things start rolling. As one reporter in a Canadian newspaper wrote several years ago, it was very popular, was making rounds, that we are all Hare Krishnas a little bit. If you meditate, if you try to be vegetarian, if you, what else, read spiritual books, you are a little bit of a Hare Krishna, because this is what the Hare Krishnas have been teaching since 50 years. Even some people who don't apparently are not devotees, we cannot prove it, but according to Shastra, we can conclude, yes, this is the blessings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his amazing Sanapati Bhakta, whom he sent to help us. So that's macrocosm. Then mesocosm, that's your community. Can you build a healthy community? And sometimes devotees speak about good old days or these terrible, terrible managers and administrators or these useless followers or these, what else? Cruel companions and associates. But if you think that the grass is greener on the other side, sorry. Exactly the same problems are happening in every kind of spiritual movement and organization and society. Exactly the same kind of, and even worse, so oftentimes. It's mesocosm, and it takes work on our, it's also a journey to make everything healthy. It's also a journey, and you play your own role. And how you can play your own role? You take care of your kshetra. Your kshetra, what's your kshetra according to Krishna? What's your field of activities according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13? The body, yes. That's how much, where the skin ends, that's the end. That's the end of my kshetra. That's what you can, that's where we work. That's microcosm. So that's the third journey. This is the third journey we are supposed to make. And Krishna gives us a map for this internal journey. So initiation into this quest or sadhana means that you learn to navigate that inner geography. That inner, it's not only inner space. You're able, so inside you also have hell. Do you have hell inside? Inside you have heaven. And inside you have karma bhumi, where you do your work and meditation. Like in the universe. So if we work there, then mesocosm will improve and then macrocosm will improve. Will change. If you change, if you become a pure devotee, surrendered to Krishna, loving devotee, then the whole universe will benefit. So Krishna helps. He's more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Do you sometimes have this problem that we don't desire? Or we don't desire enough? Or we, you know, desire is weak? Yeah? So good news! Krishna desires, is more anxious than you, not more anxious than you desire, but more anxious than you can desire. Is it good news? Not even more anxious than you desire, but more anxious than you can desire. So most don't desire, Prabhupada says, very sarcastically. Most of us do not desire. At all. Prabhupada is very realistic. At all. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires, to whichever extent, Krishna helps. In all respects. One way is he's giving us Shastra. So those who are preaching must try to understand Krishna from the statements of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then we have the beautiful qualities of Krishna. Krishna is grateful. Krishna is grateful. Anybody? Yes, yeah, some of you do. Who is the example of Krishna's gratitude? It's amazing, actually. Krishna is very grateful. Actually, there are two examples. Two amazing examples of Krishna's gratitude. I heard it from Mother Narayani. Mother Narayani and Vrijan Prabhu are my kind teachers of Bhakti Vaibhava and Bhakti Vedanta in the VHE. And Mother Narayani, when we were studying Canto 10, she mentioned that Krishna's gratitude is illustrated by... So anybody wants to guess? You will never guess. It's who? Sudama, okay. It's nice. Who else? Huh? Draupadi. Yes, Draupadi. Draupadi is mentioned, yes. That she just said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." And gave him, so he was grateful. So Prabhupada says, we can imagine how much the Supreme Lord is obliged when you chant Hare Krishna constantly. She just said, "Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda," and he was grateful. So if you chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, or even he knows you mean Hare Krishna. Of course, you could be kind to him too. He's kind to you, but you can also, because you know, we don't have to listen to what we chant, but he has to listen, you know. I know in one temple, one pujari was dressing the deities, and they were devotees as usual chanting mantra in the temple, and one devotee was chanting it. He was chanting some kind of version of this mantra that the pujari, you know, opened, you know, the curtain and said, "Either you chant nicely or there is no deity greeting today." I go away. I can't listen to this. It's a true story. Last year, happened last year. I can even, I don't know exactly the name. I can give you the address where it happened. But Krishna is so tolerant, you know. Even I'm chanting. He thinks, oh, my bhakta is. He means to chant Hare Krishna. One of the meanings of Sankirtan means clearly pronounced. But Krishna is very, Samyakirtan, but Krishna is very kind, so he's grateful. But there is another example. Another example is, amazingly enough, Jambavan. Jambavan. Jambavan, it's, we don't, nowadays we don't know who that is, that race of creatures, because sometimes he's called a bear, sometimes he's called a monkey, but he's neither, right? He's very wonderful. He's one of the Chiranjeevis, those who live since forever and forever. And so that's the Syamantaka story, yes? That Krishna comes and he finds the Syamantaka jewel in his cave, and there is Jambavati, right? Who, according to Gopal Champu, is Lalita Gopi, right? She jumped from Govardhan, from the Govardhan hill, and Jambavan was just taking his japa walk, and he says, oh, somebody's, who, and he caught a beautiful girl. So he said, okay, you be my daughter. That's his daughter, Lalita, according to Gopal Champu. And then Krishna comes, and Jambavan fights with Krishna for 27 days. He doesn't recognize, Prabhupada says, out of anger. He doesn't recognize Krishna. But by fighting, you know, it clearly mentions that Jambavan has huge muscles. And 27 days, if any of you ever did some exercise or tried some martial arts or did some sparring or boxing, you know, like even in professional, even in amateur boxing, you know, it's been reduced to 4 rounds of 2 minutes each, right? Because people die. Just recently, some professional boxer died afterwards, just out of exhaustion. Just from 15, it's been reduced to 12. So 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I mean, we had sometimes 60 seconds. By the end of 60 seconds, you are wiped out. You cannot move, you cannot breathe, you can't lift your arm. You can be wiped out by fighting. It's very intense activity. Jambavan was fighting for 27 days. After 27 days, he began becoming slightly tired. And then he thought, my God, I'm getting tired, he's not getting tired. That's strange. Then he thought, oh, this must be Krishna. This must be my God. If I'm getting tired, he's not getting tired, he must be my God. And he immediately stopped, became pale. And Krishna said, Jambavan, why you stop? And Prabhupada says that by service, he became purified from his anger. So it says that he came and he started, you know, massaging Jambavan. Jambavan, you must be tired. You know, he started doing massage. It's amazing. Krishna is so amazing. And then Jambavan felt bad, and so he gave Syamantaka and said, can you please marry Lalita, Jambavati, my daughter. And there is the whole Lalita Madhava about it. All these amazing stories, how Krishna was hiding Jambavati for some time and so forth. So the Nectar of Devotion says that Krishna manifests his gratitude by accepting Jambavati as his father-in-law. Would you like to be Krishna's father-in-law? Or mother-in-law? What do you think about it? Sounds interesting, huh? Anyway, so these are amazing, some of the amazing qualities of Krishna, and just reading about them, just speaking about them, just touching one or two of them, or just speaking one or two stories of Krishna's qualities, about Krishna's qualities, as is done in these retreats, we feel at least some glimpse of a taste, don't we? at least for a second or half a second, or at least we have a laugh or two. Mm-hmm. So that's some glimpse of Ruchi. And so Ruchi is the price for really understanding or realizing Krishna's qualities. But Ruchi is a high level. It's above nishta, above steadiness, and nishta is above anartha nivritti. You cannot jump over these stages, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They must be followed in order. Shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, right? So, why don't we always feel ecstatic when we encounter these lists of beautiful qualities of Krishna? Because of three clouds and the fog, or smog. Nowadays, probably you are more familiar with smog than a fog. Kohara, kwasha, or smog, right? So this is why we get namabhasa. So in Shriharinam Chintamani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Haridas, if you understand namabhas, you will get pure name. It's quite amazing. He said, I will explain namabhas to you. And if you understand namabhas, you will get pure name. And by pure name, what do you get? Huh? Krishna Prema, yes, Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema. So, why we do not feel inspired? Why are we? So one of the characteristics of Ruchi, according to Madhurya Kadambini, it's quite amazing, by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, where he also speaks about four categories of anarthas. Three clouds and one fog. So one of the characteristics of Ruchi is being indefatigable, being tireless. Never. You can be tired, but it doesn't stop you. So never being defeated by tiredness, fatigue. Never being tired. I mean, you can be somewhat tired, but you're still happy. I'm even afraid to give the example Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives. He's amazing. He's giving... Anyway, you can ask afterwards if you want. So, at Ruchi, never tired. Do you sometimes feel tired? Does it impede our... That's actually the mark of our times. The World Health Organization. Last year, it was the government of Belgium recognized burnout means total exhaustion, burnout. Burnout recognized as a legitimate medical condition, and they can pay your medical leave. And this year, the World Health Organization has recognized burnout, has many forms and manifestations and names. For the last several decades, it was, people have been fighting to understand what it is. Sometimes it's called fibromyalgia, like you're always in pain. You're in pain just living, just being alive. It gives you pain everywhere. And they can't find why. So that it took a long time even to recognize it as a condition. Then they said, let's call it ME. Myeloencephalitis, right? Correct? ME. So inflammation of the connective tissues and... Also, can't diagnose by test, like by microscope, but it pains just to exist. Adrenal fatigue. What other names does it have? Anyway, burnout. Yeah? And it may happen even to devotees. Sorry, Krishna. Sometimes we are surprised. How is this? Krishna is spiritual. Hare Krishna is spiritual. I'm spiritual. And I'm burnt out. I'm finished. Exhausted. So, I feel like I'm nearing the taboo zone. How is that? No, it's supposed to be always fresh. Brothers and sisters, daughters and sons, mothers and fathers. Until Ruchi, it happens. Even at Ruchi, it may happen, but it just doesn't have power to stop you. So if you are not balanced, so now, it's the first day of the marathon. Yeah, so marathons are good. Marathons are good. They test your limits and they push you forward. But then again, they have to be properly balanced. Marathon is 1 month, right? I was once pushed for a marathon for about 2 months, and I did it in a very bad mood, and then since almost 30 years I have insomnia. Can't sleep. Of course, it's a very widespread condition in the modern world, and especially in the BBT. So many devotees in the BBT, they have a problem with sleep, some sleep problems. But that was imbalanced performance. So that's why you can see the Shastra always in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yukta Hara Viharasya Yukta Cheshtava Bodhasya Yoga Bhavati Dukaha. Yoga removes all misery if you are properly balanced. Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. He says yoga means balance, proper balance of eating, sleeping, working, Cheshta, and Vihara. What's Vihara? Recreation. What's recreation? Vishnachakvari Thakur says, taking a walk in a forest. Hare Krishna, for example, for a yogi. Sannyasi yogi in the forest, taking a walk in the forest, it's very restorative. So, and this balance will be different for different people. The whole six verses in Ishopanishad scare the practitioner with the darkest hell if you're not balanced. Dark are the places where people worshipping ignorance go, but even darker are the places where go those who worship knowledge. And then we have absolute and relative. And what's the solution? Proper balance. As Prabhupada, even before he went, that his translation of Ishopanishad was printed before he went to the West in the Back to Godhead magazine. So that was long ago. So even there he says, and there the problem in those days, the problem was that people didn't practice anything. No sadhana. Still, Prabhupada says, we should reduce the fever of 100 Fahrenheit. I'm not so familiar with Fahrenheit. So Celsius 42, that's where the protein starts curdling. Yeah, and the person dies. So you have to reduce the fever. Sometimes even like physically, just have to put ice, water, something, just so that person doesn't cook in his own blood, basically. But Prabhupada says, not to zero. Right? So that's a proper, you know, everything balanced. Everything properly balanced. So sleep, eating, Krishna mentions all of these areas. So if one is tired, if you feel tired and it can slow you down, that just means that you are not beyond Ruchi. You can sigh with the relief. Okay. Is it a sin not to be beyond Ruchi? Maybe. But it's normal. It's very widespread. Very few. It's more frequent that you will see somebody who can levitate in air than seeing somebody at bhava. It's more rare to see somebody at the level of ecstatic love. So there's no need to be ashamed. There's a need to be eager and work. And so Harinam Chintamani, Bhajan Rahasya, Amnaya Sutra, they describe, so this is, where is it? Yeah. Okay. So they describe this inner space. What are the obstacles? So the fog is ignorance of four things that we will speak later. And the clouds that occlude, that cover this beautiful, attractive Krishna, amazing, beautiful Krishna, all attractive Krishna, that cover all attractive sun, Krishna Surya Sama, they cover the sun of Krishna. The clouds, what are the clouds? So they are, the worst are the offenses. That's the most dangerous. They last the longest. I should have made this bigger. Yeah, Mahabhagavat was warning me. And the other ones are Hridaya Dorbalyam, weakness of heart. That's something which what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls obstacles or anarthas arising in the course of bhakti. And Asat Trishna, this is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls results of previous karmic pious activities. So this is a desire for material enjoyments, bhukti, liberation, mukti, heavenly enjoyment, svarga, and siddhi, mystic accomplishments, mystic powers, mystic abilities. And often we measure both ours and others' advancement by these external things. Does he enjoy? Does he have power? Does he have success? Does his singing make my heart tickle? Yeah? But it's a little different than that. I mean, that could be, and usually is, a side effect, but it's a side effect. Bhakti is inside. Bhakti is slightly different. Bhakti is taste. Bhakti is Shraddha, faith, surrender, and knowledge. Shraddha, faith, and Shraddha, surrender, and knowledge. So these are some of the obstacles. We will speak about them more. However, I want to end by repeating the good news. The good news is that Krishna is kind, Krishna is merciful, and Krishna is your best friend. According to Narada Muni, no need to be afraid of him. Oh, I have these clouds inside and fog. Ah, I should be afraid of Krishna. Should I? No. I should navigate forward. All of you probably came by airplanes, right? So you often flew through the clouds. And you rise and rise, and then, bright sky, right? So that's the idea. Not fighting. Should you fight with the clouds? Is it helpful if you fight with, I mean, like, take a, I don't know what you should, how you, like a stick. And remove the cloud and fog with a stick. Is it possible? So the stick that Bhaktisiddhantaji mentions 100 times in the morning, the stick. Maybe I should ask, anybody did the stick 100 times with a stick or broomstick or shoes on your mind today in the morning so far? You did. Oh, thank you. Anybody else? You probably did. Yeah? You think you did. Okay. What does it mean? Chant how? Count 100 times, you turn again to Krishna. Bhaktisiddhantaji explains himself. Count 100 times when you again turn towards Krishna. Yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astram tato tato niyamet atmanivashamnayat. wherever the mind runs, just as a small baby or child, just again bring him to Krishna. Don't fight, don't abuse either children or the mind, but bring it to Krishna. Redirect it, reorient it, refocus it on Krishna, on beautiful Krishna. Preach to the mind, teach the mind, mana shiksha, as the acharyas are teaching, and bring it again to the beautiful Krishna with his wonderful qualities, and Krishna, who is very merciful, will be grateful. He will think, oh, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So please continue the exercise with bringing the mind back, refocusing, not fighting, not despairing, but bringing the mind, directing the mind to Krishna, and thanking Krishna, and remembering some of Krishna's qualities, some of Krishna's qualities. Because Krishna is all attractive and he's very grateful when you even try to please him. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.